Good day, listeners. You are welcome to News at 10 on The Voice Radio. My name is Tiwu Demilade, and I have here with me
Omeke Blessing. First, the headlines. Resident of Ajegunle, Itoolo, prepares for rainy season.
Cargo carrier fights fish seller over 100 naira in Itoolo.
School head teacher laments flooding in Itoolo community.
Students and staff of Ajegunle Community School lament overpopulation. Now the news in details. Residents of Ajegunle Itoolo prepares for rainy season. Residents of Ajegunle and Itoolo are preparing for the rainy season as Nigeria Meteorology Agency NIMET predicts early rainfall in April and May this year. In the early hours of Wednesday, Ikorodu experienced 5 hours of heavy downpour as this was its first in 2022, and residents of Ajegunle and Itoolo complained of overflooding due to bad or no drainage system and the disaster rain brings. According to a resident at College Road in Ajegunle, she said the little rain that fell yesterday caused this small flood. When it rains small like this, water don't usually get into our house, but once the rain is heavy, I move out with few belongings till the water dries. She also added that there are no drainage in the system, in the area, I mean. She also added that there are no drainages in the area. There is no gutter in this area, unlike the main street, so it takes longer for the water to dry up, depending on how much sun we have, she said.
Cargo carrier fights fish seller over 100 naira in Itoolo. A cargo carrier, Abdullahi, engaged in a fight with a fish seller known as Iyawasu, over payment of 100 naira for service rendered on Thursday, 17th of March, 2022. Abdullahi, who carried 5 cartons of fish from Ajegunle bus stop to Omo West Close, said he agreed to carry the goods at 300 naira, and upon getting to the destination, Iyawasu failed to pay the agreed amount, giving him 200 naira. On the other hand, Iyawasu claimed she did not know she had only 200 naira left in her purse, so she pleaded and persuaded Abdullahi not to be irritated, but instead, he turned the situation into a brawl.
School head teacher laments flooding in Itoolo community. Head teacher of the Itoolo Community School, Agbaje Jacob, has decried the incessant flooding of the society. During an interview with the head teacher, when we visited the community, we were made to understand that whenever the flood comes, learning stops because the school is no longer a conducive learning area. The residents of Itoolo, who no longer have a choice, have devised a way to live with their ordeal because they believe nobody is coming to save them. Mr. Agbaje made us understand that the flooding in the community is not caused by the rainfall, but by the opening of dams during overflow. The Onion River Dam is located in Ogun State and is always opened whenever there is an overflow to control water flow. Still, unfortunately, the overflow of the dam outpour floods the Itoolo community.
Students and staff of Ajegunle Community School lament overpopulation. Concerned students and staff of the community grammar school, Ajegunle Ikorodu, have appealed to the state government for the creation of more schools in the area, as the only public secondary school in the community is now overpopulated. On arrival at the school premises, it was observed that the building is not conducive enough for the crowd of students who were seen running around the playground. The classrooms had no doors and the already old windows were beginning to fall off. It was gathered that the last time the government donated chairs to the school was in year 2020. The classroom floor is due for a proper renovation and even the ceiling fans are no longer working. Meanwhile, all classes in the school are just about 6 feet long and 4 feet wide, a size that should not accommodate more than 50 students. An SSO student of the school, Aishat, revealed that there are over 130 students in her class alone. She added that on some days, all the available chairs will be filled and some students will have to stand or sit on the floor while the teacher is teaching the class. Another student of the school, who is in JSS1, told us that there are over 145 students in his class and the number is similar in other classes.
That is the news for today. This news bulletin was compiled by Group 2. Thank you.